White. On train, returning from Washington to California, June 9th, 1905. My dear son Edson, I wish to make a decided appeal to you. In connecting with Brother Bowman, be sure to respect his judgment. Do not follow the leadings of your own mind. You are certainly in danger of gathering to yourself responsibilities that will lead you into great perplexity. You overload yourself with burdens, and when you discern that you are overloaded, you blame others for not helping you. Whereas, if you had been willing to be advised by your brethren, you would not have become so overburdened. I am instructed to warn you that you are in danger of presuming too much on your mental and physical strength. May the Lord help you to heed the advice I give. Keep your soul in the love of God by refusing to contract debts. How earnest, how untiring were Christ's efforts for the salvation of men. He allowed nothing to turn him from the work of soul saving. Are we following in his steps? He has set us an example. We are to carry out his plans. You are often sick in spirit, and you need to feel the healing touch of him who, having no communion with sin, took upon him the sins of every human being, that sinners, coming to him, might be saved. I entreat you, for Christ's sake, to draw near to God and to take periods of rest. Then you will not be so worried that you cannot sleep. Unload and lay your burdens at the feet of Jesus. Your debts are piling up mountain high, and we have no means with which to lift them. Worldly business distracts your mind and leads you to fix your thoughts upon unimportant matters. Let your business be closely identified with your religion. Keep your principles pure and holy. Do nothing that will injure your reputation as a reliable, trustworthy man. Is Christ divided? We are to be united under one head. Our brethren are the purchase of the blood of Christ, and our hearts and theirs are to be knit together in love. Do not grieve the heart of infinite love by showing coldness toward your brethren. As believers, we are to maintain an individuality of our own, but we are to be united under one head, our individual sympathies animated and controlled by Christ. What a power of influence we would exert if we all pressed together, working in love and unity. Explain, if you can, why believers cherish so much coldness, why they allow trifling matters to produce alienation. Christ died to save us. He loved us all. Let us act our part in preserving the unity that he prayed should exist in the church.